Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is our number two. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan back here with you on WCCO. We expect to hear from Amy Klobuchar in a matter of moments. She will join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, a number of topics to discuss. I appreciate the number of texts which have come in. I will try to work in a couple of those questions. Again, you can reach out to us at 651-461-9226. If you had a chance to ask the senior senator from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar, one question, what would you ask? Reminder, we just had Ask Adam Anything. And that's a reminder that you can podcast our show anytime you would like. Just anywhere podcasts are available, just punch in the Chad Hartman Show. Amy Klobuchar, the senator of the state of Minnesota, is kind enough to be with us. Amy, it is always a pleasure. A number of topics
thank you,
to
Chad.
Get to.
I now know I can podcast your show.
Yes.
This is good.
You should.
It's a good
you
idea.
Should. I'll send you that link.
Okay. Excellent.
So today, the biggest international story is day two of Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping meeting once again in Moscow. As a senator who is well-versed in international affairs, realizes the implications of this alliance in many areas, including Ukraine, what is your greatest concern about what could come out of this meeting?
Well, first of all, we are doing the right thing here. And I know you know that. America is doing the right thing and standing up for a democracy. Vladimir Putin, just inhuman barbarism, invading a neighboring country, bombing maternity wards, killing innocent people. We know what's happened here. And for us not to stand up for him would have been wrong. And we have an ally group that I think many would be envious of. And I think you see this with Ukraine outmatched in terms of people, outmatched in terms of size, has nevertheless pushed Russia back on its heels. So China, as of this date, has not been involved in this conflict in a major way. And so what you don't want to have happen is that happen. However, we have an interest economically as a country in building our relations with our allies. That means trade and the like. And I think the first thing your listeners should know is our ally group with US and Europe alone, that's 45% of the world's economy, GDP, right? Then you add in all of our other allies, South Korea and Japan, we're way over 50%. So we have a very strong group. And what China knows is that they need our markets, right? Yes, we get stuff from them, but they also need to sell stuff in our markets. So I would watch for some pivoting as well, as they also have relations with the rest of the world. And they have always had a relationship with Russia. We know that from the Olympics. Second thing is we have to build other allies. India, there is so much potential for us with India, as their economy is growing leaps and bounds, and you see major Minnesota companies as well as other companies across the world doing business with India. And that's important for us, not just to have relationships with China. We have to have relationships with India as well. And India is right now in a border war with China and is relying on American military equipment. So continuing to manufacture things in America, not being dependent on China. That's why we passed the bipartisan CHIPS bill, so we could do that. So I view this as security-wise, that we're our allies are strong, our military is strong, our equipment is strong. That's why we are pushing Russia back on its heels in Ukraine. And then also economically, that yes, we're going to keep doing business with China, but we want to expand the countries that we're doing business with and build our relationships with our other allies.
So another part of this, which is coming out here in the last 10 minutes or so, is a potential phone call with President Zelensky and President Xi. And then Vladimir Putin has also said, and we know the credibility he has, of course, that a basis of a peace plan can come out of what China is offering up. I assume you're very dubious of that. But what is our path? What is our path where Ukraine and Russia eventually reach a cease agreement where Putin feels like he has achieved something and so he will end this, because the fear is he will never end and will use anything possible, including further weaponry that could kill thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of more.
Exactly. And as you know, he doesn't care about his own people who are dying hundreds and hundreds of days and a day. And he also clearly has shown just unbelievable callousness when it comes to Ukrainians. And so I have personally talked with Ukrainians over the last year. I've gone there with Senator Rob Portman, Republican, former Republican of Ohio, in the middle of the night on a train, although I always imagine that Biden was on the Orient Express. We were on the Chicken Express, Chad. There were like people holding chickens next to us. But the point of it is that I personally met with Zelensky. I know he has, over the war, signaled openness to negotiations on things. The question is, the Ukrainians have suffered so many losses and they have to rebuild their economy, which you know their support for, because they have always, their economy was, until Russia got in there, was doing incredibly well on the up because they believed in capitalism and they had a democracy. So we see that coming back in a big way. And the negotiations will, of course, be on borders. The negotiations will be on prisoner exchanges and the like. Those things happen at the end of really almost every major war. And so world leaders getting involved, the president of Israel tried to negotiate, the president of France has put his feet in the water on this. I think you see a lot of world leaders that would like to get a negotiation, but it's got to be something that the Ukrainian people believe in and that they think is going to work for their country. That will be our major focus, is that we stand with Ukraine, and that's going to be President Zelensky's call.
Let's talk the banking industry. Janet Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury, spoke again, trying to reassure citizens, trying to reassure banks that the administration knows what it is doing. For citizens of this state who are paying attention and are concerned about the potential of their money, what can you say to them, and what role should this Congress play in further legislation or in any legislation at all to try to avoid what has happened the last couple of weeks?
Well, first of all, we know Minnesotans and Americans can continue to be confident in their own bank or credit union. That's why we have these insured deposits. That has been the case before the Silicon Valley collapse, and it is the case now, and that's for deposits under $250,000 are insured. The issue with the Silicon Bank and then the crypto heavy bank after that was that these banks, in my mind, you've got 97% of the deposits uninsured at that Silicon Valley bank. And you've got heavy investment in bonds, which a lot of other banking institutions had had more mixed portfolio. And then the third thing you have going is that you had these bank executives who clearly put personal profits over protecting others' money, and they have to be held accountable. We've got a situation where the CEO sold a reported $3.6 million in his bank stock. Their bonuses were received just hours before closure. So you can imagine, first thing, just, you know, oxygen on this situation first, is making sure that they're held accountable for this. And this may mean passing legislation. I'm working with a number of senators on a bill right now that we're going to be introducing. So that's the first thing. Then you go the next step, the investigation of how this happened. Then you can figure out what rules would be helpful. I think there were things that we could have done. I was not in favor of rolling back some of the protections when it came years ago, when this came up for some of those mid-sized banks. Some of it was fine on the smallest banks. I was on a bill to do that, but I think it went too far for where that value was set. So I think that's something that we'll be looking at, as well as, again, the making sure, as we're in a volatile time right now, that people are assured that their money is safe. And that's why you saw U.S. Bank and other major banks, and U.S. Bank is a good force in all of this, and Wells Fargo and other banks that have good Minnesota presence step up to try to give the market some security. It's going to continue to be volatile, but I can tell you Minnesotans' deposits are safe.
Two last points. We'll let Senator Klobuchar go. I'm going to read right from this text because I think it's an excellent question. Amy, as a financial conservative centrist who has always voted for you, but I am dismayed by the power of both parties' extremes. How can we bring politicians to the center? I agree with this texter 100%. We have too much power to the left of your party, to the right of the Republicans, and I think that's why we don't get things done. I know you've spoken about this before. Part of your campaign for the president's position was on that. But how realistic is it, and what is our path to get more of Congress, more of politicians represented by the majority of this country?
I think it's a great, great focus. It's been my focus since I got to Congress. It doesn't mean everyone agrees with everything I say or vote for. I don't think that would ever happen. But for anyone. But what I do is try to work across the aisle. I have one of the best track records of passing bills. So when Senator Thune and I, you know, we don't agree on everything, including our heights are very different. Next door over in South Dakota, number two in the Republican caucus, he and I said we got to do something for our farmers and manufacturers for the supply chain because it's such a mess. And we took on the international shipping conglomerates, passed a bill to give the Maritime Commission more power. We saw the shipping rates go down four times because they knew we were serious when we passed that bill and got it signed into law. What I do is try to find common ground, stand my ground when I believe I should, but find common ground when we can. You saw that, as you know, Chad, with that burn pit legislation. That was bipartisan to help our veterans that have been stationed next to burn pits. The semiconductor bill, that was bipartisan. The infrastructure legislation, when we still have 144,000 households in Minnesota that don't have access to any high-speed internet. Or we have still have barges that go through locks and dams that delay them for weeks. And then when one of them goes bad, or you've got roads no worse than the potholes right now that need to be fixed, and bridges. So those are things where people can come together and get agreement. So there is, including Ukraine, where there has been broad bipartisan support. People can have differences of opinion on how much that should be, and they can have differences of opinion on techniques and strategies, but there's got to be some issues where 70% of Americans are, 70 to 80%. You know, like you said, we're not going to have agreement oftentimes on the far left or far right, but we've got to focus on those sweet spots where there's agreement. That's why I just am working on firefighter legislation with Senator Kramer of North Dakota. We're introducing a bill this week and on helping with the cancer deaths we're seeing with some of our firefighters that have been because of fumes and bad things that have burned. have really experienced something that's unbelievable, given they put their lives on the line. Funding for public safety. I am all in on that. Clearly a need in our state right now. J.D. Vance and I, the new senator who I know you know from Ohio, he and I did a bill together on the catalytic converter theft that has a very good chance of passing. So I have just kind of one by one tried to find areas where there's agreements. Representative Stauber up north, he and I, tomorrow I'm getting this week, passing through committee one of his bills that we've been working on together to improve our air traffic control system. I think sometimes the news, honestly, and I know you don't do this, sometimes they just throw fuel on the fire in terms of making it just so extreme of people's views by who goes on and what they say. I just want your listeners to know that every day I go to work for what's best for Minnesota.
I would encourage people to check out one of the bills that the senator said when she was in town this weekend. It's the Fire Grants and Safety Act, where she appeared with the Minneapolis fire chief and the Bloomington fire chief, because that's very important, and it's tied to what happens in our state every day. The last thing, you're up for election next year. Mm-hmm. Have you made a decision on that?
Oh, no, yeah. No, I said I'm running again. That's what I'm up to. So I've been working hard all over the state, visiting. I think I've done 25 counties now already this year in the middle of the ice and snow. So I always get out there. And I think that's one thing. You've got to listen to people, and that's how you get things done. So, yeah. Anyway, and I did want to say, Chad, your dad, and I was at Bud's funeral, and
yeah,
there was just incredible pictures
great
of
stuff.
You know, your dad and Bud, and just how close they were. And as you know, my dad knew him too, but
for
your
sure.
dad is in a special place in Bud's heart. And it was really heartwarming to hear Mike speak and his family, and to see the just the group of some of the older players were there, and the Wilfs came, and the Vikings coach was there. And it was just a really nice celebration. I talked to Francis Tarkington afterwards. He sent in a video, and he's been just really, really touched by just this outpouring of support for Bud. And yeah. I just love
well,
that he was at a birthday
well.
Party for 4 hours. He was at a birthday party for 4 hours a week before he died
yeah.
at age 95.
Exactly. Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was. Listen, as he said, if you're determined, you can do anything. And I'm with you 100%. Mike Grant captured his father perfectly. It was just a just a fabulous eulogy under difficult
yeah.
circumstances.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on. I greatly appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Senator Amy Klobuchar here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.